Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy and Sherry.
And good morning. Sandy and Sherry are here taking your calls at 281-833-3333. I'm just kind of the steerer, and Sherry is here every Saturday morning as an expert.
Yeah.
You have lived this gardening and landscaping forever.
Literally lived and the life. Yes.
Yes. And John Ferguson is here with us this morning as our rotating expert through here from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center. So good morning. And we have got Dante on the line. Good morning, Dante. What do you have for Sherry and John?
Hey, good morning. I'm calling because I just made an 8x4 foot box. And I know I was supposed to test the soil, but I was wondering, do I need to, send it out to A&M to get it tested, or could I get away with the home kit test?
The home kits are about worthless.
Yeah.
Okay, I see.
Unless you're having some problems, you probably don't need to. The same thing we've told everybody. I know you've heard Sherry here many times. Put some compost. Put a good organic fertilizer like MicroLife Ultimate. Put down some trace minerals like Remineralizer. Mix them together.
Yeah.
Put a native mulch. And that takes care of 99% of the problems.
Yeah, I don't find soil testing to be necessary if you're just using good soil.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah.
Also, soil testing can be very misleading.
Mm-hmm.
Because most soil tests do not give you accurate information.
They're, okay, that's good to know. Okay.
Well, if you want one, a good test is about $150.
Mm-hmm.
That's far from what A&M was charging.
You get what you pay for. But a good soil test, like A&M, uses strong acid in the soil.
Uh-huh.
The plants don't live in strong acid, so that's not what they see. What the root sees in the soil. So some of the modern testing labs, they use a very weak acid, the acidity of rainwater, which mimics what the plant sees.
Yeah.
So they'll give you two tests: one what the rainwater shows, one what the strong acid. And an analogy you can use is like the rainwater test is kind of like your checking account, what's immediately available to the plant.
Mm-hmm.
The strong acid gives you your total reserves. That's more like a savings account or an investment account. Mm-hmm. It's there, but it may take 5 years to get it out.
Yeah.
Wow, great analogy.
So,
okay.
So that's why most tests are just not worth it unless there's a serious problem, then send it to a good lab.
Yeah, yeah. People ask me all the time, and I'm like, don't waste your time or money on any of the soil tests. Let's just use good soil. John makes the best soil. So, Dante, where do you live in Houston?
I live in between Missouri City and Pearland.
Okay, find a nursery that has Nature Way resources.
Enchanted Forest. Enchanted Gardens.
Get there and get some of their his leaf mold compost and add it to your garden. You will see a huge difference.
Yes, I promise you will.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the investment you need to make. Yeah, for sure. Thanks for the call, Dante. Does that help?
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. Thank you.
Great. All right. Have a great weekend. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I'm here with Sherry, and John Ferguson is taking your calls at 281-833-3333. Easy number. We will return right after this.
It's time to look for fresh ideas to renovate, decorate, and landscape your home. Get those ideas next Saturday and Sunday at the Cy-Fair Home and Outdoor Living Show in the Barry Center.
Free admission, free parking.
The GHBA Remodelers Council's Charity Garage Sale has super bargains on building materials, over 100 exhibitors, free workshops, and Tom Tynan broadcasts live Saturday, 9 to noon.
At the Barry Center next weekend.
The Cy-Fair Home and Outdoor Living Show, TexwoodShows.com.
Free admission and free parking.
Unleash a symphony of colors in your garden with Color Star from Nelson Plant Food, the premium fertilizer for all flowering plants, annuals, perennials, bulbs, and flowering shrubs. Color Star is the secret to vibrant blooms. Elevate your garden, make your flowers happy, and let Color Star bring out the best in every petal. Pick up Color Star and all Nelson Plant Food at a Home Show Garden Pro near you. Learn more at nelsonplantfood.com.
And a walk in the garden wears me down.
back to answering your gardening questions with Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Thank you so much for joining us. Sandy and Sherry are here taking your calls at 281-833-3333. And we've got John Ferguson here, the soil expert from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center. But speaking of lawns.
Yeah, it's time to aerate.
Yep.
Spring is a great time to aerate, and Best Choice Lawn Aeration can help you with that. Ricky and his team will transform your yard from compacted, no grass growing, to a beautiful, lush lawn. He can come out and do all the heavy lifting, him and his guys. And aeration is not an easy task.
It's
a big
machine.
Heavy machine, yeah. Right? And that's all they do is aeration. So you can have him come out and aerate, and then you can call John Ferguson and get some leaf mold compost, just like Sandy did.
I did. I called Nature's Way Resources and said, hey, I have aeration on this date. Can you deliver 4 yards of leaf mold compost? And it was easy as that.
And so Ricky makes the holes in the lawn, the mm-hmm. aeration, and you backfill them with the beautiful leaf mold compost within days.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, right after you spread the compost, everything looks better. Mm-hmm. So you can have Ricky come out and do the aeration, get compost top dressed. He has a yearly program where he can put 6 fertilizations out in your yard. So mm-hmm. he's in your yard. He's eyes in your yard 6 times a year. So the benefits of aeration is it breaks up compacted soil, allows for water and nutrition to get down into the root zone. And it makes everything prettier, makes your trees happier.
Yep. Yeah.
So call Ricky and his team at Best Choice Lawn Aeration, 713-890-9977, or you can go to Home Show Garden Pros to get more information.
Right. So thank you very much, Best Choice.
Yes.
I'm happy.
Yes.
Yeah, happy with mine. So we've lived in our house for 12 years, mm-hmm. and I had never done aeration.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've been doing the good stuff, like the leaf mold compost from Nature's Way, and, you know, humates where I need it, and the remineralizer. But I just needed that one little different something, because mm-hmm. I hear you talk about that a lot of times, Sherry. It's like, you know, switch it up a little bit. You know, see what else you can do to nurture your soil. And that's one thing I just hadn't done before.
Yeah.
So I'm thrilled. Yeah.
And I didn't do aeration in my pictures that you saw. I just did the compost top
yes,
dressing.
Yes, because your yard has been nurtured for a lot longer than mine has.
You yeah. probably have an army down there, beetles and earthworms.
Right.
They do it for you.
Yes. I mean, when we first moved into our house 22 years ago, it would rain. No earthworms would come out of the ground. Now we just get a little sprinkle and then boom. Earthworms mm-hmm. are all over the ground.
Yep, coming up to grab some organic matter.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. If leaves fall on our grass, you don't see them for very long.
Yeah.
Because they pull them down into the...
Exactly. And they aerate and they put that organic matter and mm-hmm. it just, this nature starts self-sustaining itself.
And we get martins. We do have martins, but robins.
Yes.
All over the front yard.
Yep.
Pulling my earthworms. Little jerks.
Stealing them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I love the robins, too.
Well, what gets me a lot of time is customers come in and they say their soil's compacted.
Uh-huh.
I said, do you got any earthworms? Take a shovel. You know, if you take a shovel, big shovel full of soil, you should have 10 to 15 earthworms mm-hmm. in it.
Yeah.
And they say, no. I ask them, what kind of fertilizer? Oh, I use triple 13 or one of these salt-based.
Right.
All the As a kid, the way I used to go, I loved to fish.
Mm-hmm.
I take a cup of my dad's triple 13, mix it in a wash tub of water, pour it on the soil. All the earthworms that come out of the soil, I pick them up and rinse them off before they died.
Yeah. Trying to escape the salts.
To escape the salts.
Yeah.
People don't realize those artificials kill the earthworms that aerate your soil.
Right. Yeah. All the natural good stuff.
Yep.
Exactly. So. Exactly.
Huh. That's how you would farm the worms.
Yep.
Just salt them out.
Yep. And they come trying to escape
them off.
It.
Yeah, but then he'd rinse them
off.
Yeah,
I love stories like that.
Get a couple hundred worms in 2 minutes. And my buddies are out there in the woods for several hours
digging.
It's like, hey, guys, here. So you've been doing that research really young. I love that. All about the soil.
Yep.
So we also have a website where you can send in questions, and we've got a line of them. We've got one from Ben, who says he loves having John Ferguson on as a host and loves listening to us. I need to just plug that. It's in writing. Now, he has a question about the fertilization. And, Sherry, you were talking about the azaleas earlier. And then he also wants to know about a tulip tree, about fertilizing these.
Yeah, he wants to know on azaleas, what fertilizer would you use, John? And when would you do it and how much?
I use the MicroLife Azalea.
Okay. Back, or acidified now. That used to be azalea, right?
Yep, it's an acidifier. You can do it anytime. The organic fertilizers don't burn.
Yes.
I like to put my fertilizer and trace minerals down before I mulch.
Okay.
Put it under the mulch.
So you don't see it.
You don't see it. The microbes will slowly release it as the plant needs it. And it just stays there until the plant says, hey, bacteria, I need some magnesium or I need some phosphorus. And they'll go get it for them.
Yeah.
Nice.
And that's, you know, 30, 40 years ago, people would build a house and the builder would actually prepare the flower beds with some organic material and then they'd plant azaleas, right? Now we have houses in the past 20 years, people move in, the landscaper put azaleas across the front of the house, but there was no soil building at all. It's just clay and gunk. And so, you know, people that have bought a house in the past 20 years are thinking, well, azaleas don't grow here. We're the land of the azalea.
Yeah.
We have the azalea trails.
Yeah.
But if they could just amend that soil, put some good fungal-based compost.
Yes. That's the other thing. You know, we talk about the leaf mold a lot. Mm-hmm. Leaf mold is balanced into bacteria and fungal species.
Yes.
St. Augustine is balanced, almost 50-50 preference fungal and bacterial. So it's a perfect match for St. Augustine.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to Bermuda grass, they like 5 or 6 times more bacteria than fungus. So if you're trying to get rid of bacteria, you can use a fungal compost, and that will start selecting against it for other things that like more fungus levels.
Like your woody shrubs.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Nice. What soil smart is amazing. Soil.
Yes.
Who knew that soil was so intelligent?
Look at how God did it and copy it. That's all.
Exactly. Right. Like Anita says, it doesn't have. If it happens like that in nature, that's how you should do
it.
Right?
Yep. Yeah. Look around and see how it's done. So we talk a lot about plants and plants that are strong and ready to tackle whether we have winters or awful summers. And our go-to is Magnolia Gardens grows plants for Texas.
Yes, and all the nurseries are loaded with plants for Texas right now. And how you know that they're plants for Texas is they have pots with a Texas on them.
Yeah,
and there are, you know, Magnolia Gardens has been in business for 45 years, and so they are trialed plants that can take our crazy subtropical weather that we have here.
Right.
We have the hottest of hots and the coldest of colds. But there are 40 seasonal varieties. And you can go to plantsfortexas.com and see the list of the varieties. You know, not every nursery is going to have every variety.
Right.
Just when you're ready to go. But you can kind of peruse the list of varieties and start making, you know, kind of some notes on things that you want to try. I know their lantana that I planted last year was outstanding. It just bloomed and bloomed and bloomed. But they have ornamental grasses, some different tropical shrubs that will come back here.
Yes.
Like the Esperanza Bells of Fire, Tacoma Stans.
That's right. They're starting to bud right now.
Yep. Red yucca that are amazing. So look for the Texas flags on their 1 gallon pots and the Texas shaped tags. Mm-hmm. You can go to plantsfortexas.com or visit your local Home Show Garden Pro and ask for their plants for Texas.
Yes. We have some out here in front of the office. And then I got some rosemaries at Plants for All Seasons last week. And super excited about that. So, you know, plant the right stuff and plant it in the good stuff.
And what's the saying? No, green thumbs are optional.
Green thumb, optional. I love that. So Plants for Texas.
Look, you have the right plants and the right soil.
You're good to go.
It's a match made in heaven.
Yes. So this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can give Sherry and Sandy a call at 281-833-3333, and we will have John Ferguson answering your questions. 281-833-3333. We'll return after this.
How far would you go for a refreshing backyard that wows friends?
How about Katie?
I'm Anita.
And I'm Peter from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
Where you find one-of-a-kind fountains, fish, plants, and pots.
Direct imported pottery from around the world.
Pots transform patios, beds, backyards.
And front yards.
Add plants, trees.
Or fountains.
Pottery's just the start.
We specialize in creating beautiful spaces.
Make coming home your favorite destination.
Start at Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
You can find us at NelsonWaterGardens.com.
Listen, if you want to dramatically improve your landscape, your grass and shrubs, flowers and trees, your garden, throw in some azomite. A-Z-O-M-I-T-E. Azomite adds back to the soil minerals from A to Z, including trace elements that will help your landscape thrive. So add azomite into your mix for a healthy soil. That's azomite, meaning minerals from A to Z. Pick up some at your local nursery, and if by chance they don't have it, ask them to contact their supplier for it. Learn more at azomite.com.
Want more butterflies and hummingbirds? Get Cuvia, Salvia, Camellia, and Mist Flowers. Your yard will come alive in color and activity, just like we do at Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I was taking notes. Thank you, Sherry. She's such a such a great host. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And you are listening to Sherry and Sandy. And we have got John Ferguson here in the house taking your calls and questions at 281-833-3333. John is, of course, from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center, mm-hmm. our Home Show Garden Pro today. So John is the one we're always talking about, remineralizer mm-hmm. and leaf mold compost. That's Nature's Way Resources. So just stick that in your mind for when we throw those words around. So
yeah. But first, I want to talk about Landscaper's Pride. So this is the season for doing your pots.
It is.
And Landscaper's Pride has made it easy. They have a full line, over 27 bagged products mm-hmm. that you can get at all the Home Show Garden Pros. Mm-hmm. But they have an amazing potting soil, and then they have their pot dirt, which was created by a landscaper in Houston for our crazy weather that we have. It's an OMRI certified organic soil, proven for short-term high potency growth. So
nice.
That meaning you can put it in the pot and it's pre-fed. So it already has nutrients in it. So you're mm-hmm. not having to put a bunch of fertilizers in. But it's also rose time.
So they're so beautiful.
Yep. Landscaper's Pride has a beautiful rose mix. It's just a dump and go. Mm-hmm. Just dump it in the flower bed, plant your roses, and go about your business. Mm-hmm. But beautiful products. Top quality resources. They've been in business since 2002, so over 20 years. So for more information, you can go to landscaperspride.com or Home Show Garden Pros and get more information on where to get the products and what to use.
Yes, Landscaper's Pride. So lots of good stuff to choose from that mm-hmm. they've got. And they're also local. I mean, basically, we're just local people.
Yeah.
And we love our sponsors. So thanks very much.
We have tons of questions on the website.
Yes.
So they're not actually calling, but they're sending questions.
Yes.
So, John, we have some questions here.
Okay.
And this one is from Wink Harvey, and he wants to know how I should deal with an awful lawn. And in the picture he included was the picture we showed you with those big crop circles. So let's talk first about what he should do with his awful lawn. Does he rake the thatch out of those spots, the big crop circles, which are just big, just perfect circles in his yard? And what should he use? And then should he fertilize?
Okay. That would, whether you rake the thatch, mm-hmm. depends on how healthy your soil is.
Right.
Oh.
If you got healthy soil, the microbes, the earthworms, the beetles will soon. What in that case, I would mow it fine, keep a sharp blade, mulching blade,
uh-huh.
and they'll soon dispose of it and turn it back into organic matter, humus in the soil.
Yeah.
If your soil's not as healthy, then you rake it.
Uh-huh. To remove it.
To remove it. So then you start putting the leaf mold down, the remineralizer, and the organic fertilizer, MicroLife.
Mm-hmm. And so my fun little project that I did with uh-huh. the crop circles, the brown patch,
yep.
right? I did a test against leaf mold, compost, and a traditional lawn fungicide.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Two active spots of brown patch. I put leaf mold on one. I put traditional fungicide on the other. And what happened? within 24 hours, that brown patch went from active to non-active on the compost, the same as it did with the chemical. Okay. So it stopped it just the same.
Okay. Yep.
The microbes in it took care of the brown patch. The difference was in about 3 to 4 weeks when the conditions were favorable for fungal growth again, guess what happened?
Came back.
The fungus came back in the spot that I used the fungicide. But it didn't come back as aggressively. It tried to make an research.
Right.
I put a little bit more compost on that. It stopped it. So the difference is you build your soil's ability to fight fungus.
Correct.
Over time.
There's a reason for that. There's in the leaf mold compost, the way we make it, it's very high in a bacterial species called actinomycetes, particularly the streptomycetes.
Okay.
And you probably read streptomycin, the antibiotic. It's a bacteria whose favorite food is the fusarium or the rhizotonin, in this case for brown patch.
Brown patch, yeah.
It loves to eat it.
Okay.
So if you got this bacteria, you don't forget those. You don't get Takol. You don't get St. Augustine decline. You don't get any of the turf diseases.
Yeah.
That bacteria is salt sensitive.
Okay. So you can't use any
artificial fertilizers.
Artificial fertilizers if you're using that.
And the chemical industry have known this. They'll make a 30% profit margin on the salt-based fertilizer.
Mm-hmm.
But then you get the diseases. Gee, Mrs. Jones, you got brown patch. You need Terrachlor or one of the other broad-spectrum fungicides.
Yeah.
Well, in a tablespoon of soil, you could have 1,000 species of fungus.
Uh-huh.
You kill them all off, kind of like going to a Texas game. 85,000 people, one criminal. Let's kill everybody.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Well, without the fungus, fungus breaks down thatch.
Oh.
Well, now you get a thatch built. You've created a home for webworms and chinch bugs. Oh, gee, Mrs. Jones, you got a webworm or chinch bug problem. You need some Durasban or Diazinon. We got 1,000% profit margin there.
Yeah.
So it's
that
just
kills
like
the
a...
insects that aerate the earthworms and the beetles that aerate your soil. Gee, you got a compaction. And you got a weed problem. You need a weed feed. Now you need to aerate.
And
the
there's
chemical
always something
company
to
just
do.
Keeps you on this merry-go-round.
Yeah.
And I've heard you mention it almost makes it addictive. To
it
that
does.
Fake, you know, mm-hmm. chemical that, well, it's a real chemical, but this, you know, fake nutrient that you're putting down.
Kind of like some of the pharmaceuticals, you take this drug and you got to take drug B for the side effects and drug for this side effects.
Yeah.
And it's never ending.
Never
so
ending.
Just use the good stuff.
And prevent it from ever happening.
Right, right. It's much easier. So when we return, we are going to continue because Mr. Harvey has sort of a follow-up question about azaleas. And I know we were talking about those earlier. So turf and azaleas, and we will return after this.
Not easy being a tree. You barely recover from brutal summers, then get thrust into an Arctic blast. Long droughts, excessive rain. Think it's hard on you? Try planting your feet in the ground. Not easy being a tree.
Hi, I'm Ed Dolphin, certified arborist and the brains behind the Woodlands Tree Experts.
Stress trees are vulnerable trees. Proper pruning, soil care, and fertilizers can ease their stress. No, it's not easy being a tree in Southeast Texas, but you can trust the Woodlands Tree Experts to keep yours healthy.
TheWoodlandsTreeExperts.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, this is Isaac with Spring Gardens Nursery. We have some great stuff for you. We've got citrus, we've got oranges, grapefruit, lemons, limes, kumquats. If you need veggies, we've got them. We've got squash, green beans, tomatoes, peppers, cucumbers. We've even got drought-tolerant plants. We've got plants for the birds, the bees, and the butterflies. When you come by Spring Gardens and you spend $200, you can get a free garden box. Don't forget to pick up your organic garden soil compost and fertilizer. We've got all of our products from our Home Show Garden Pro sponsors, MicroLife, Color Star. Come by and see us at 24201 Gosling Road, Spring Gardens Nursery, another day in paradise. Now back to our Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. Yes, we are Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I'm Sandy here with Sherry, and we've got John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center up off of 45, beautiful location. You got to go visit them. So many beautiful plants, and he is the soil expert. That's mm-hmm. for sure.
Yeah, not only can you get amazing soils, but native plants.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, they're doing a great job up there. Okay, so we're going to go back to Mr. Wink's question.
Yeah.
We were talking about the crop circles in the yard mm-hmm. and how to address that. Should he rake the thatch? And you were talking about the organic material and the microbes that can break the thatch down just by adding good compost, like the leaf mold compost.
Yeah.
And that will stop the fungus. And so then his next question is, then should he fertilize? So after you compost top dress the yard, should he fertilize? And what should he use?
The only one I use is the MicroLife line.
Mm-hmm.
I particularly like the MicroLife Ultimate.
Okay.
And like I said, if you haven't remineralized, put the remineralizer down.
Mm-hmm.
But you only have to do that once every 4 or 5 years.
The remineralizer. Right. At what rate do you put it down?
You can't burn it, so you can put down whatever. But, you know, a 40-pound bag can easily cover 300 square feet for most applications.
And and like you say, that's like every 4 years. If you've never done it, just so grab that at the same time you would grab the MicroLife.
So do it heavy in the beginning, maybe to remediate.
If you want to,
Okay.
Depends on where you're at, how sick your soil is.
Yeah.
Or neglected.
Well, most of our soils are sick
here. We're on the Gulf Coast. We get lots of rainfall, so most of our soils are leached of nutrients.
Yeah.
The clays tend to have more nutrients than the sands.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, by an order of magnitude.
Yeah.
But they're locked up.
Yeah.
So that's another problem, how to get the microbes in there to unlock them.
Okay. Right. And then this question comes up every show since fall, or since the acorns started dropping. What is your take on? We've gotten everybody else's take on it. Acorns in the yard, what do you do?
Oh, I don't worry about them. Like, I have huge live oaks at my mm-hmm. farm.
Yeah.
Only one small percentage of those are going to germinate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you cut them when you're little, when you mow, they go away. The acorns rot. They
feed the soil. In the grass area, if you're taking the tops off. Now, you say very few of them germinate, except for when your soil is very healthy and happy. Because in my flower beds, if you get down and look, I just have like a little forest starting. They're beautiful little red oak trees starting everywhere. Now in the grass, we're just going to mow, right?
Yeah.
But I'm pulling them up. I need to pot them up and sell
That's
them.
That's what I was getting ready to say. Future plants for the nursery.
Well, come to my house and grab some also.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I could probably go out every day and get 40, 50 of them.
Yeah, the other thing I sometimes do when I do get that problem, I have a flame weeder.
Mm-hmm.
Little propane. And when you catch them when they're only an inch tall, you just 1-2 seconds. Poop, poop, poop.
The toys you must have.
Yes, and you just kind of wave it back and forth gently. That's how I take care of chickweed and some other the winter grasses.
Wow.
Catch them little and just like that.
My goodness.
Yeah, I have a brick patio, and when something germinates, again, that's another place.
Yeah, on a brick patio. I would think that would be safer, safe.
Yeah.
So, and do it in the morning when there's dew or after a little rain.
Yeah.
Not during a drought.
Not during a drought. Exactly. Your neighbors might not appreciate that. Okay, can I tell you a quick story about my trees, my little oaks? Okay, so the acorns, they have been falling like crazy because we have some very beautiful oaks. And yes, we're mowing them on the lawn, no problem. But in the beds, I'm getting them, especially mm-hmm. in one area. So I was pulling them last weekend, and I almost felt sad because I was pulling them up. And Sherry, like you said, they're growing these little mini trees. Well, I have some little neighbors across the way.
Uh-huh.
And a shout out to my cute little neighbors. And the boys were outside, and I called them over, and I wanted to show them. I was being such a grandma neighbor, I guess. But I was so thrilled by what was going on.
The
baby acorn was split open, and it had this beautiful, I don't know, they were about 6 inches tall. And the little boys were just amazed. They were just in awe.
Yeah.
But I did feel a little sad that I was killing them.
Oh, well. Survival of the fittest.
I know. They were in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Wrong place at the wrong time. Exactly.
But anyway, it was a fun, all I could think of was my grandfather showing me stuff like that in the soil. And it was just a great moment.
It's great that you're able to share that with these kids.
Yeah, it was fun. They probably, I don't know. Maybe they enjoyed it. You are listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We would love to share all sorts of information with you. Give us a call at 281-833-3333, and we will return after this.
Landscaping, like fashion, quickly shifts from chic to outdated. Keeping yours ahead of the trends is easy. Peercscapes updates your home's curb appeal with a timeless touch, from design and installation to maintenance. Whether you prefer lush gardens, sleek hardscaping, or something in between, Peercscapes brings your vision to life. 3 decades of restoring and enhancing Houston yards makes Peercscapes your fashionable choice. Get started now. Visit Peercscapes.com.
This is Scott McGrath from McGrath Pest Control. I was nosing through a garage sale the other day when nestled up against the foundation of this person's house was a giant fire ant bed. Within seconds, I was on that mound pumping chemicals into their dirt hut and laughing like a hyena as I watched those little boogers die. Sometimes I wish I could shrink myself down to their size and fight them mano to mano and make it fair. Then I usually perish that thought and go back to killing them by the millions. If you have fire ant or any other pest issues at your home or office, call McGrath Pest Control at 281-469-8240 and let us come stomp a mud hole in your pest problems.
Missed buying early tomatoes? Look for larger gallon and 3 gallon sizes. It's one way to buy time and enjoy more tomatoes. Time now for more Home Show Garden Bros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Thank you so much for our listeners. We so appreciate you tuning in to us every Saturday morning from 7 to 9. We wouldn't be here without you.
And the questions, you know, somebody, oh my gosh, they're great. You ask a question, I bet there's 10 other people.
Yes.
We're like too scared to call and ask that question.
Right. Yeah. And we've got some sending in emails. And just don't hesitate to call us at 281-833-3333. We'll try and get to everybody. So thank you very much.
Yeah. And Wink had some good questions. Yes. And that brings us to the topic of MicroLife.
It sure does.
Because MicroLife is our go-to fertilizer when we're trying to build soil and have a healthy lawn. I mean, it's John's favorite fertilizer line. But right now it's time to, you know, get your grass going, get things planted, and MicroLife Humates Plus is kind of my go-to soil amendment. But also the MicroLife Ultimate is John's favorite fertilizer, and that's the one that I use in my little red wagon that I pull around.
Yes.
And every time I plant something, I put a little bit in the hole of the MicroLife Ultimate. And it's great because it's got high iron content in it, and it's loaded with beneficial microbes. They just do an amazing job at San Jacinto MicroLife building these high-quality fertilizers that are very soil-focused.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to help your plants, help build soil. You're going to have less bugs, less fungus when you're using high-quality products. They also have their MicroGrow Bioinoculant. And so if you really want to boost your soils and boost your microbial count, you can put their MicroGrow down.
Is it a spray?
No, it is a granule.
Okay, so it's an easy, you can just throw it out there.
With a spreader, yep.
Oh, nice.
And then I always water all my fertilizers in with the super seaweed.
Yeah,
it's
our
my
favorite.
Friday night date.
Yeah.
It's just something that I truly believe in, and it helps break that fertilizer down and helps boost that immune system of those plants.
Yeah.
So for more information, you can go to homeshowgardenpros.com or microlifefertilizers.com and view all of their products. They have great information on their website that you can read about, but get MicroLife. Everybody in Houston should take advantage of the fact that MicroLife is easily accessible.
There's
other places in the U.S. that don't have access to this product. And I know this because people ask me to ship it to them all the time.
Yeah.
All over the U.S. So take advantage of the fact that you live here and you get these amazing products.
And it's safe. That
yes.
That is just a topper. That's the whipped cream on the top.
Is I have people all the time ask me, is it safe to use around my pets?
Yes.
You know, my dogs eat it.
So do mine.
It's got food grade quality ingredients in it.
Yes. I don't want them to eat it because if they eat it, my plants can't have
it.
Right. But the dogs will eat it, yes.
Right. It won't burn your lawn. It's
they
safe.
They use it over at the Houston Zoo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nice.
A lot of places around here.
Yes.
You know, I'm a licensed soil scientist. I've tested dozens of brands of fertilizer.
Uh-huh.
It's the only one I use, the only one I sell.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes, at your nursery.
When it gives me the best bang for the buck, why? Why do anything else?
It's going to be soil building, and the plants just love it. So,
and it works fabulous with leaf mold compost.
Yes.
And native mulch.
It does.
There you go. They work hand in hand.
Yep. Yeah, they have a lot of the same stuff. You know, they inoculate with mycorrhizae and mm-hmm. different bacteria, and your compost is loaded with that too.
Yeah, people don't realize, you know, like, you pick up a handful of compost, you might have 25,000 species of bacteria in it, 2,000 or 3,000 species of fungi in mm-hmm. if it's properly made.
Yeah, and yours is properly made.
Yeah, that's why we use it.
Well, a lot of research, like at Ohio State, I mean, Harry Hoytman's worked for many years in the horticulture department. Sometimes for certain diseases, you might take 2 or 3 species of microbes, you get suppression, but when you got 10, got 100%. Mm-hmm. A lot of times these microbes work in synergistically to attack a problem and prevent it.
Yeah.
So the bigger diversity.
And that's what we always say, diversity.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, I don't want to eat the same thing every time. That's why I like to do the super seaweed and the different microlifes and different composts. And, you know, if you diversify, mm-hmm. you'll have all things are covered,
yep.
right? And you'll have less problems over time.
So we just talk about the good stuff, and I love that. So this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. So we still wanted to follow up with some questions from Mr. Harvey. He was asking about the azaleas earlier. He wanted to know about fertilizing azaleas mm-hmm. and tulips.
No, there wasn't tulips. 4-inch annuals.
Tulip tree.
Yeah. So fertilizing azaleas, I mean, the microlife acidified is what you said, and the remineralizer. Right.
And we actually make an azalea mulch that's more acidic and high in fungal.
You sure do. Yeah.
Wow.
I don't mention that one. I need to.
If somebody's got a bed of azalea, that would be wonderful.
Yeah. I did get rid of my azaleas a few years ago, but I need to. Yeah. That is a good mulch because it actually has an acid content to it, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yep.
Well, good. Well, we'll add that. And I just want to remind people that what I've learned mm-hmm. with these products, first of all, there's not a strict schedule, and I love that. Mm-hmm. You know, you need to go out to your lawn and garden and sort of figure out what's going on.
Anytime is a good time when you're building soil.
Yeah. So just build that soil, and you can use these products that we talk about on everything.
Yes.
So your lawn and your garden. So, you know, you don't have these separate bags for these separate mm-hmm. Areas.
Feed the soil and let the soil feed the plant.
There you go.
And actually, more correctly, feed the soil feeds the microbes, and the microbes feed the plant.
Yes.
If you want to be.
Yeah, when you're fertilizing, you're not necessarily fertilizing the plants. You're feeding the microbes.
Correct.
And if you feed them the right thing, they'll do everything that needs to be done to the plant. Yeah.
That little communication system
down
there.
Yeah, I know when I was in grad school, it was all about water soluble, forcing it, using chemistry to force nutrients into the plant root. And that causes so many problems.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you get fast growth, but it's weak growth that attracts insect and disease.
Yep.
We've learned so much about soil.
We have.
Yes, we're good. Well, and thank you for that. We have got lots of good information from you. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can call John Ferguson, who is here taking your calls and your questions and concerns about your soil and lawn and gardens at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we will return after this.
Bring enchantment to your garden. Whether you're an expert or a novice, Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens' talented staff helps you bring magic to your garden. No matter what the season, find seeds and trees, herbs and veggies, annuals and perennials, succulents and cacti, bulbs and even shrubs. Everything needed to give your garden enchantment. Bring the family. Experience all that's growing and waiting for you at Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359 in Richmond.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green. Best Choice Lawn Aeration, the best kept secret to a greener and healthier lawn. MicroLife, healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Plants for Texas, Texas grown for Texas gardens. Purescapes, from lawns to landscaping, irrigation to outdoor lighting, Purescapes is your comprehensive landscaping company, enhancing the beauty of Houston yards for 3 decades. Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-833-3333.
Hey, y'all. This is Kelly from Plants for All Seasons on 249, your gardening pro both on and off the radio. When I'm not answering your questions and causing trouble on Home Show Garden Pros with my unintentional naughty plant humor, I'm here at Plants for All Seasons, our family-owned garden center located on Highway 249. Plants for All Seasons is a full-service garden center. And what that means for you is that we are here to assist you and that we carry most everything you need for your gardening projects. Do you recall the scene in Forrest Gump where Bubba just starts listing all the different ways to prepare shrimp, like shrimp kebabs and shrimp creole and shrimp gumbo? Well, I could give you the Bubba version of what all we carry at Plants for All Seasons on 249, but that would be very long and boring. So let me just say that Plants for All Seasons has a wide array of plants and all of the Home Show Garden Pro recommended products. Our family and staff are at your service, whether you are into your lawn, trying your hand at backyard farming, or you just want beautiful flower beds, we are here to assist in your success. Plants for All Seasons is in the north area of Harris County on Highway 249 between Louetta and Jones Road, and we are just north of Vintage Park, so stop in to see us. And now, back to Sandy and Sherry.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I love her quote, her naughty plant humor.
Oh, I know. When we get together, it gets pretty funny.
Oh, yeah. That's great. So yeah. Plants for All Seasons. And we have got John Ferguson here in the studio from Nature's Way Resources. He is between Woodlands and Conroe, just north. So beautiful location to go and add to your list. I mean, you really need to rotate through to each one of our Home Show Garden Pros.
I know. We need a bus tour.
That would be fun.
Home Show Garden Pros
bus tour. Sandy, you got your assignment now.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That would be fun.
We'll get our top 10 listeners and go do a Home Show Garden Pro tour.
Wouldn't that be fun?
All
right.
In your RV.
That seats two. Right. Okay, I think Charlie would say no to that, but oh, a bus tour. Wouldn't that be fun? Well, you are listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Thank you so much for being here, John. You are always a wealth of information. And we have got questions that are coming in on the email like crazy here. So we have one from Lori. She wants to grow loblollies.
She is growing loblollies in 3-gallon containers. And they're not a deep, lush green color. They're more sage green color. It seems to be too much or too – or she said it doesn't seem to be too much or too little water. So she's got her watering. Soil mixes pine bark. Which amendments would you suggest for loblolly pines?
Okay. Light green suggests some kind of chlorotic condition.
Mm-hmm.
One, if the water is city water, the fluoride in the water hurts pine trees.
Mm-hmm.
And that can kind of make them a little sickly. It doesn't kill them. It just irritates their growing pattern. But something like that, I'd probably do what I personally would do is take an ocean harvest and super seaweed, mix them 50-50, and water them very thoroughly at that a few times.
Okay. And what about any compost top dressing on those pots?
Well, since pine bark does not support beneficial microbes,
okay,
I would definitely either the leaf mold compost, inch or two layer, or the composted native mulch.
Okay.
And probably I'd use the native mulch. And people don't realize our native mulch has a 30-40% compost, fungal compost content in it.
Right.
So it naturally will settle, the fine compost will settle and the woodier pieces float.
Yeah.
And recreate that forest floor. And that'll help those pine trees too.
Nice. So a nice native mulch, Nature's Way native mulch, and then a 50-50 ocean harvest seaweed mix.
Yep.
Water them in.
Yep.
They should green up in no time.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Awesome.
And you know, you can do that.
If that doesn't work, then you know there's something else wrong.
There's something else wrong, yeah. And it could just be, I've heard a lot of times, sometimes your acid lovers putting them in a pot, you've really got to work on that fungal matter.
Yeah, well, the reason bark doesn't rot on trees, it's got chemicals in it to kill the microbes.
Okay.
And when you get away from a bark-based media to some of like a native mulch media, you grow those microbes and you get a healthier, faster plant.
Okay.
Yeah, I've done tests trying to grow stuff in pine bark and grow stuff in native mulch, and I get 3 times the growth on the native mulch.
On the native mulch. Interesting.
Because it doesn't
kill. See, I always learn something every time I talk to John. I just love it.
Yeah, there's another experiment for us.
Well, we all learn from each other. I know Sherry has far more plant experience than I do.
Well, it's great.
But I'm
it's
no rookie.
But you got the soil experience. Boy, the two of us, we could be dangerous.
Yes. Yes.
Have to go on tour, Sherry.
Right?
And we'll follow with the tour bus.
There. That sounds
we'll
great.
We'll follow your tour.
That sounds like fun.
But people don't have to go anywhere. They can listen to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, which they are doing right now, and we so appreciate that. So thank you for being with us. And, John, thank you for being here. Mm-hmm. We will return right after this with John, and we'll talk about Nature's Way Resources, what's going on up there.
Okay. Unleash a symphony of colors in your garden with Color Star from Nelson Plant Food, the premium fertilizer for all flowering plants, annuals, perennials, bulbs, and flowering shrubs. Color Star is the secret to vibrant blooms. Elevate your garden, make your flowers happy, and let Color Star bring out the best in every petal. Pick up Color Star and all Nelson Plant Food at a Home Show Garden Pro near you. Learn more at nelsonplantfood.com.
Spruce up your yard. Establish new plants. Prep them for winter. Plants for Texas makes it easy. Plants for Texas are hardy, durable, resilient plants, especially acclimated to our ever-changing environment. From summer heat to winter cold and everything in between, Plants for Texas brings your landscape to life. Grown in Texas for Texas gardens, Plants for Texas are easy to find. Look for the Texas flag on their pots and the Texas-shaped tags at your favorite Garden Pro nursery. Keep it local. Green thumb optional. Plants for Texas. Texas grown for Texas gardens.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We are having so much fun here. We're learning stuff off the air even, which is so exciting. So thank you for joining us this morning. And thank you to John Ferguson, for sure, for being our Home Show Garden Pro expert this morning. So last week, Sherry, I bought an avocado tree, and I, for the first time ever, used Coast of Maine potting soil.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, it felt very lovely.
It does. It's light and fluffy.
It's light and fluffy and holds moisture. So I'm so excited to see the results of my avocado tree.
Yes. And in my onion bed, I did the lobster compost.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then I did it around one of my tomatoes. And I tell you what, it is... I'm having great results.
That is so fun.
I already have fruit loaded up. My onions, grew like 2 feet. It's crazy.
Yes.
When you diversify your source of compost, you'll have good results. So it's just another tool in our shed. But what Coast of Maine is it's an organic company that started 26 years ago, and they have sea-sourced organic ingredients like shellfish, lobster, so things like from the Coast of Maine, But they also have tree bark, worm castings, and seaweed, all the good stuff. So they have a whole line of products that you can get at your Home Show Garden Pros. If they don't have it, ask them to get it in, and they will. But they have one that's great for acid-loving plants that I use on my blueberries, and you can use it on azaleas and things too. That like the acid conditions too. So for more information, you can go to Home Show Garden Pros or coastofmaine.com and start looking for Coast of Maine.
Yes.
Good stuff.
Good stuff. So I'm enjoying using that. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Sherry and I are here every Saturday morning taking your calls and questions. And we have had Nature's Way Resources here with us today with John Ferguson. And just to remind you, so next weekend we have, a rotating group of experts who come through here. So Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, Plants for All Seasons, Enchanted Forest, and next week is Spring Gardens Nursery. So, John, Nature's Way Resources, up off of 45 between Conroe and the Woodlands. What are you seeing in that beautiful location? I know it's busy. I know it's beautiful. So specifically, what can people find up there if they come and visit you today?
Well, we have probably the largest selection of native plants in southeast Texas.
That's a big deal.
And we bring them in from all over. Like something I just shared with Sherry, I was getting my house ready to sell, and I had a bunch of Alistomeria, which is hard to find, a Peruvian lily that naturalizes very well here. I dug up 100 of them. We got them up there for sale, and they bloom in the spring and beautiful. They bloom multiple times a year in the conditions.
How many years did you live in that house?
40-some-odd
years. So he has 40-some-odd years' worth of native plants
that
he's harvesting. before he puts his house on the market.
The Crataegus texana. It's not available in commerce, but I got one Lynn Lowry gave me 40 years ago.
Yeah.
It's probably 20 foot wide and 15 tall. I'm out there taking cuttings yesterday, or a couple days ago.
Yeah.
Trying to get it to root because I can take it with me. But it was covered in white flowers.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Beautiful.
So hopefully those come through and I have some at the nursery to sell.
And fruit trees, plenty of fruit trees.
Yeah, all the standard. The fruit trees, the avocados, the citrus. We got the 4-inch annuals, flowers.
And amazing compost.
Yes, and all the soils, mulch is compost.
Right.
Yeah.
And you can get it bagged or you can get it delivered. So keep that in mind, depending on how much you need.
And got a good team of people there to answer questions, too.
Oh, yeah.
Just like all the garden pros, all the nurseries.
Yeah, great teams. I just love that. Well, thank you for being here. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And we will return with Home Show Radio after this.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I'll listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.